I like that you say charged writing and then talk about breath, since where else can writing get its charge except from breath? I think about the way, I mean, I grew up at a time when the writers that one looked at in prose in America were, say, Thomas Wolfe, not Tom, but Thomas Wolfe, the one, the old one, the 6'7" one, and Faulkner, who, two writers who wrote with their breath. As I grew up with Joyce, all you have to do is listen to Joyce reading that fantastic end of The Washerwomen by the Ford section of Finnegan's Wake to hear what breath and fiction have to do with each other. I think the only fiction that excites or interests me is in the that which arises from the breath. I've been writing stories again recently for some strange reason. This summer it landed. I hadn't for some years been writing stories. And they were different. They were, but the one thing that strikes me as the case, at least in my own writing, is that writing stories and writing poems is exactly the same. There's no difference except the breath is different. That is, and the only, I did find one difference thinking about it this morning, knowing something like this would come up. But when I start writing a story, I get a line, a word in my head or a phrase in my head, and I go from that phrase exactly the same way in which the poem begins. I said years ago in an interview, or not an interview, but a dialogue, trilogue situation with Chuck Stein and George Kosha, that I think that's where I said it, and where it certainly sticks in my mind, that the poem is the ta'wil of its first line. The poem is, any poem is the interpretation, the continuity of thought from that first line, that the first line is the kind of missing aleph of the Bible. You know, they always say, in Hebrew, as you know, the Bible begins with the letter B, the second letter in the alphabet, Bereshit bara Elohim, et ha-shamayim et ha-maritz. So it begins with a B, not with an A, and the rabbis always said, well, why does it begin with the second letter rather than the first? And there are all kinds of wonderful explanations for that. But in that same sense, that breath of beginning is what the first line is of any poem or any story. I don't know any other way of writing. A word comes in my head and I write it down and I follow it. And sometimes the following is a story, and sometimes, much more likely, it's a poem. Or something. I have here a giant book of essays that just popped out from another press, a New York press called Contra Mundum. 700 and some pages of essays, many of which look like poems on the page, and many of them don't. Many of them look like just old, the boring essays we've been writing and reading all our lives. But today it occurred to me that the simplest way I could distinguish a story from a poem in my own practice is, I mean, not a story from a poem, but a story and poem on the one hand from essay on the other, is that story and poem both arise from something, whereas essay is about something. I constantly run into young poets who want to write about something, and I beg them not to. I beg them to forget everything they know and everything they want, and allow whatever they want and whatever they know to work behind them, pushing them into the poem. So the poem or the story is coming from, and the essay is about. And the difference, you know, the only important words in the language are prepositions. If we were angels, or a little more like angels than we are, some of us are close to angels. Even in this room, there are people close to angels. All we would need to talk would be prepositions. From, of, towards, in, into, on, under, over. What more do we need than those words? the other stuff is just a bric-a-brac, just the dust between the prepositions. So I think that from and about are very important distinctions to work on. So, but I'm not conscious of essentially a difference in how of writing.